The New Hoop. Vocabulary. Conservation. Discouraged. Frustration. Gazed. Jubilant. Recycling. Remaining. Tinkered. The New Hoop. Marco gazed at the basketball hoop and threw the ball up. It whizzed through the air. "Score!" he shouted as the ball fell through with a swish. "You won this time, but I'll beat you next time, Marco," said Kim, as the two friends made their way home. "I wish we could play at home, too, instead of only at school. It's not fair." The basketball hoop in their neighborhood park had been ruined when a tree fell and crushed it. "My dad says the parks department doesn't have enough money to buy a new hoop yet," grumbled Marco in frustration. "I feel so discouraged," said Kim. "I guess there's nothing we can do." Marco and Kim walked past the city's recycling center. They waved at the manager, Mr. Morse. His job was to separate the plastic, paper, and metal items people brought to him. He was transferring cardboard from an overflowing bin into large, empty containers. Marco stared at all the old stuff. "That gives me an idea," he said. "Mr. Morse, do you have anything we could reuse to make a basketball hoop?" Mr. Morse picked up a plastic laundry basket. "We were going to recycle this basket, but I think it's reusable. It looks useless, old, and cracked," said Kim. "No, it could be useful," said Marco. "We can cut off the bottom to make a fine hoop, and then an adult can help us attach it to a post." Kim frowned. "I want a new basketball hoop," she said, "not someone else's hand-me-down." "Why?" wondered Marco. "Reusing things is a great way to practice conservation. It stops waste." "I guess we can try," said Kim. "But I still don't believe it will be as good as a new one." They took the basket to Marco's house. His older brother, Victor, got some leftover wood from an old building project. Together, they tinkered with the materials and made a post and a backboard. When Marco went to attach the basket to the backboard, he found his two cats napping in it. "I see someone has found a way to reuse this basket already," he laughed. He let them sleep a few minutes longer. When all the parts were ready, there was only one thing remaining to do. Marco, Kim, and Victor took everything to the park. Kim helped dig the hole for the post, but she was still unsure. Next, Marco helped Victor ease the backboard and basket carefully into the hole. It looks better than I thought it would, said Kim. Here's the real test, grinned Marco. He tossed her the basketball. Kim bounced the ball, aimed, and shot a perfect basket. She was jubilant. Wow, I was wrong, she said. This recycled basketball hoop is really great. Now we can play whenever we want. Yes, and I can beat you whenever I want, grinned Marco. Oh, no, you can't, laughed Kim. The two friends played basketball until dinner time.